Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to have you come on board with us today as we face the issues. We'll be talking about a very important subject today that I believe each and every Christian, conservative, patriot, citizen need to be concerned about. God's book, the Bible, gives us God's plan to select leaders. Believe it or not, some are not aware of it. Then in the Bible, God sets forth the character, the characteristics, the conduct that must be found in those that we select and vote for as political servant leaders for we the people. We're going to talk about that during the course of this broadcast today. But I want us to understand, ladies and gentlemen, there's a popular belief somehow, some way, that God created civil government and that civil government is supposed to have the autonomy of making the choice and decision of what we do. We're going to look at the scripture. We're going to talk about that and determine, is that true or not? Is it real or not? What did God create a civil government for? How should we, the people, respond? Especially, how should Christians respond in relationship to making determinations and decisions on who to place in that servant leader responsible role as we go to the ballot box and vote during an election year, this year in particular? Very, very important, I believe. But ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. It's not our discussion on this broadcast each and every day. It's not based on philosophical rhetoric. We do not base our opinion and decision on some political ideological bent. We do not base our conversation and thus the determinations on denominational dogma. But we base our thoughts, our concerns, our interests, and responses to those based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It's called the Bible. The Bible. God's word gives us illumination and direction each and every day on what we need to do, how we need to respond, how our lives are to be lived, and what we should do in response to the world and what we see taking place about us. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we make the discussion and as we call your attention to facts and details and give suggestions, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. I call it the truth book. Jesus spoke to his disciples in John 8, 31 and 32 and says, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Ladies and gentlemen, in John 14, 6, Jesus says, I am truth. And further, he says in John 17, 17, thy word is truth. So, ladies and gentlemen, we need to look at the truth book, the Bible, in making a determination on what we should do and how we should respond. And more especially, as we get into the last of the last days of this old world before the Lord Jesus Christ snatches the bride of Christ, the church, out of this old world in the rapture and brings about then the ruin, the devastation on a global basis. We're under the leadership of the Antichrist. So, ladies and gentlemen, when we talk about issues, let me remind you, we do so based on the Word of God. It is the truth book, and truth is what is vital in our society today. It was the secularist George Orwell, in the writing of his dystopian novel of entitled 1984, where he made projections as to where America would be, what America would be like, what would be taking place in America in 1984. Keep in mind, Orwell was a secularist. This statement was made in about 1947-48, and it says, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it And we see that taking place, ladies and gentlemen, across America today. Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and AOC and the group in Washington and multitudes on both sides of the aisle would not know how to spell truth if you placed it before them. It is the truth of the Word of God that should stand. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth. In part, let me read to you what DeMint said in that statement. He says, truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, I couldn't have stated it any more succinctly, any more directly than Jim DeMint, former U.S. Senator, stated it. This is the reason I say we need to go back, ladies and gentlemen, to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus said, made a very powerful statement. He says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. Now, ladies and gentlemen, he did not say we needed to appease a political party. Jan Hus, in that statement to Christians in the 15th century, did not say we need to make a philosophical decision based on what others think or say. He says, in essence, that we need to stand on the truth book, the Word of God, and make our determination, our decisions on what we're going to do, where we're going to go, how we're going to respond based on the Bible. I call it having a central Biblicist worldview. A central Biblicist worldview simply means that I'm going to look at everything on a global basis, on a national basis, on a local basis. I'm going to look at it through the prism of the Word of God and ascertain what God is doing, what God is saying through those events. I believe that's needed today. It's vital today. It's vital in the church today. It's vital in civil government, i.e. we call it politics. It's vital in the political arena today, perhaps as never before. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has the full line of the homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, has a full, knowledgeable staff to answer all of your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old San Augustine Road, right here in Jacksonville, Florida. But wait, ladies and gentlemen, that's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It is a family-friendly environment. Tools for Time is closed on Sundays, ladies and gentlemen, allowing you as an employee to worship with your family in the house of God as God has so designed it and ordained it for we as believers. So, ladies and gentlemen, just drop by Tools for Time. Make your application. That's located at 11291 Old San Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old San Augustine Road. It's right at the base of the gigantic flag flowing at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. The Old Glory is flowing 24/7. Find that flag and flagpole. At the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I have a very special guest that we're going to interview in just a moment. I'm going to do a brief monologue and get into that interview, and I pray that you'll stay tuned, keep your dials tuned, call others to tune in. We'll be talking with a brand-new candidate that's going to be running for Florida House District 14 right here in the Jacksonville metropolitan area. It's a candidate with a fresh face, a fresh idea, with fresh motives, I believe, that would honor the Lord. So we're going to talk with her in just a moment. But I want us to think, ladies and gentlemen, contrary to the popular belief, I believe God created civil government according to, and I'm not going to take time to exegete for our listening audience today, Romans chapter 13, verses 1 through 7 in particular. The purpose for civil government, let me just put it succinctly. You can study the Word of God from cover to cover. You can find civil government was introduced by God, ordained by God, set up and established by God as the servants, a civil government servant, i.e. we call them political leaders. I should call them political servant leaders, because that's what they ought to be. A political servant leader, civil government servant leader, is under the authority, or should be under the authority of God, based on Romans chapter 13. Based on Romans 13, ladies and gentlemen, the purpose that God established civil government as his servants is to prosecute evil and to protect good. We have that all backwards in America today, both on the national, state, and local level. We have it backwards. And ladies and gentlemen, if I could just insert this little parenthetical footnote, the reason it's backwards is because we, the people, will vote on a candidate, put them in office, then all of a sudden they become the masters and we become the servants. Rather than it being reverse of that, it is God's design that they, i.e. those that we elect and put in office, they are the servants under God and at the whim and wish of the people. And we, the people, are the ones that should be viewed as the masters, and they the servants. But we got it a little reversed in the American system today, completely reversed. We must recognize that civil government, what we call politics today, is God's ordained servant program for the we, the people. When we elect them, there appears to be some sense of power and a mastership over us. And I don't know about you, ladies and gentlemen, I'm a little weird with that. I'm fed up with seeing those that we elect and put in office, we vote for and put in office. We believe their spiel. We believe their line of reasoning. And many times it sounds authentic. Many times it is authentic. But once they're elected and go into office, those roaches running up and down the corridors of the House and the Senate building in Tallahassee and in Washington, they're lobbyists. They buy. And our politicians many times are bought and paid for with lobbyist dollars. We'll talk about that later in this broadcast today with example after example of that very thing, which makes me think that somehow, some way, we have got to get something right. We've got to go back to the fundamental, foundational rationale of why God established civil government in our nation and around the globe today. The special interest groups, ladies and gentlemen, control Tallahassee, control Washington, control city council downtown here in our great metropolitan area called Jacksonville, Florida. It appears, ladies and gentlemen, at the local, state, and national level, our elected servant leaders are empowered by deep-pocketed interest groups that fund their elections. It's an unfortunate thing that we do not have election laws that will limit the terms in an office, and therefore time a person is elected, the only things on their minds, generally speaking, is to build up a war chest for the next election. I am interested in, ladies and gentlemen, people that will be interested in serving God in an elected office, not concerned about whether or not they have a war chest for the next election cycle, but concerned about whether or not they're obedient to God and God's word in relationship to how they serve the people. Ladies and gentlemen, today, Joe Biden, along with many of his administration leadership, including Hunter Biden, cannot and will not enforce substantial restraints on China and Russia because of the billions upon billions of dollars that they have been paid out of the American taxpayers' funding for Ukraine, for example. Today, I believe Russia and China hold Biden and the Biden administration hostage to the information that they have about his corrupt dealings over the past several years. Even today, I'm persuaded, ladies and gentlemen, that Biden family cabal is involved in kickbacks from all that's being sent today to Ukraine for humanitarian aid and for military aid. So, ladies and gentlemen, when we think about elected leaders and what God would have us to do and how we should respond, I believe first and foremost we need to go back to the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. I'm going to read this verse of scripture, talk about it for a moment, and introduce our guest. In Exodus chapter 18 and in verse 21, the scripture says, "Moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, place them over them to be rulers over thousands, rulers over hundreds, rulers over fifties, and rulers over tens." Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible, God's word, sets forth succinctly the qualifications for a political leader, a civil government servant. And I believe we've gotten away from that. I believe we have far strayed from the edicts found in the Word of God. And as a result of that, we find calamity after calamity and dilemma after dilemma after we elect people, put them in office. And we'll talk about some of those in a moment. We'll go back with some illustrations of what I'm speaking of in a moment. But ladies and gentlemen, we have with us today a very special guest, La Sierra Masteline, no party affiliation. She's not a Democrat. She's not a Republican. She's with us today on Let's Face the Issues, and I'm thankful that she is with us. La Sierra, thank you so much for joining us on this broadcast today. Do we have La Sierra with us?
Yes, thank you so much for having me, Dr. Youngblood. I do count it as a privilege and an honor to be here with you.
Well, I'm thankful for you, and I don't mind telling our listeners today, I've had the privilege of meeting you, talking with you, had you to worship with us in some of our services for pulpit ministry from First Conservative Baptist Church. Do not know all of the history in the background, but I am persuaded that God has placed it on your heart, burdens you with the idea and the thought that you need to make yourself available for a political position, a political office where you can serve we the people. La Sierra, would you take a moment to please introduce yourself to our audience. Tell our audience something about yourself and your family and your background.
Yes, absolutely. So my name is La Sierra Masteline. I am currently an independent insurance broker here in the city of Jacksonville, Florida. I am a mother and wife. I've been a wife of 12 years as of last month, happily married. And then also we have a son that is a student at a university here in Jacksonville. More importantly, I am a saved woman of God. I love the Lord. I've been saved ever since the tender age of 12 years old, with a recommitment at the age of 20. So it will be, I have lived for the Lord more than I've lived in the world, and I'm happy about it.
Well, I'm thankful to hear that. Ladies and gentlemen, let me reemphasize the fact that the Bible is very, very clear when you look at the text in Exodus chapter 18, as the qualifications for one that needs to be placed in office, says, the scripture says, able men. And by the way, La Sierra, we've not talked about this, but I'll tell you and the listening audience, God's ideal is for men to lead the nation, for men to lead the church, for men to be the head of the leader in the home. But as a result of, as I've said for many, many years, as a result of spineless men, multitudes of women, dear ladies that love the Lord and see the need are stepping up to the plate to fill those positions that is vital in the nation in which we're living today. It does not change the fact that God's ideal, first and foremost, is for men to take those leadership roles and positions. But I'm thankful that we have individuals as yourself that's willing to say, I see a need. I'm willing to stand up and place myself in a position of meeting that need, God being my helper. But La Sierra, let me ask you a few questions that perhaps our listeners would like to join in and ask questions also. Let me remind our listeners that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. If you have any questions or comments you'd like to jump in, some use the term, they want to get in their 2 cents worth, now's your opportunity. 831-0917 is the telephone number you can call. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone so that we can entertain your question and your comments in our program today, where we're talking with La Sierra Masteline. La Sierra, your promo information tells us about the Kingdom Conservative Party. Tell us what that means. Who is that? Who is that party, and why that name?
Yes, absolutely. So our founders are found in Tennessee, Bevelyn Williams, Ricky Williams, and Edmay Chavez. They are the founders of the Kingdom Conservative Party. And what the Kingdom Conservative Party represents is, first of all, the Kingdom citizens. We are a platform that will be the third party of this nation. We represent, as I mentioned, the Kingdom citizens, which are, you know, the people of God. This party is getting back to the Judeo principles that our founding fathers believed in and wrote our Constitution on. KCP is the party for radical believers to take a stand and unapologetically preach the word and implement the word of God through our laws and our government issues, especially concerning holiness. all candidates and members are saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost members. We have a bold stance that will cause our country to continually to be blessed. So that is our party, and that's, you know, what we're doing currently.
I am delighted to hear that. In other words, what you're saying, if I can put words in your mouth for a moment, what you're saying is, as Christians, we ought to be salt and light. Jesus said that in Matthew chapter 5. Salt's got to get out of the shaker to preserve a decaying society. Light's got to get out from under the bed and out of the closet to illumine the darkness in the world. And you're saying that with the Kingdom Conservative Party, it is designed to represent God in a darkened world and dying society, that we might preserve, protect, and change the trajectory of where we're going in our nation, in our city and states across America. I'm thankful to hear that. And I don't know all of the details about it, but I can say, based on what you've said in our private conversations and what you've said on the air, I'm thankful for such a party. Now, one of the things, and I don't know, I'm not saying this in a negative sense to challenge it, but what we found is a two-party system in America. And it makes it very, very difficult for a third-party candidate to find, how would you say, room at the table. I found over and over and over down through the years, those that run on a third-party ticket or an independent party ticket or no party affiliation ticket find it very, very difficult. Let me just insert a question that you might have already sought an answer or determined an answer for it. Do you feel in District 14, as the Florida House of Representatives, District 14, that there is room for a third-party candidate? Tell us about the mix that is coming to the board, to the forefront now in this election cycle. I know that there's a Democrat that is in office now. Are the other candidates, you don't need to call the name, but are the other candidates from either the Republican side or the Democratic side that's running for the seat, or is it just you and the one that presently holds that seat?
It is just me and the one that is currently in the seat. And as far as bringing another party to the table, I am running again, as you mentioned earlier, as no party affiliation. And this is simply because the Democratic Party and the Republican Party has failed us one way or the other. I truly believe they both have been infiltrated, and they're operating in wickedness at this point. And that's why Kingdom Conservative Party was birthed. Now, our country was founded. Our country is a republic. Okay, let's just be very clear about that.
And what Constitution Republic, you're exactly right. Absolutely.
Yes, sir. What that simply means is that our country is based upon the Constitution, which our founding fathers, which were ministers and preachers of the gospel, instituted for our nation. And that is exactly why we have been blessed for so long. Now, as far as a democracy, we were never meant to be a democracy. So, which simply means, just for those who are unaware, it means that we are putting our trust in people, in mankind. We're saying we're going to vote for these people, put them in office. And as you beautifully, eloquently mentioned earlier, Dr. Youngblood, we're putting our trust in these folks, and they're pretending as if they're referencing God. They believe in God, and then they get in the office and do something totally different. They get in there and go against the standard of God. And so that's exactly why Kingdom Conservative was birthed. Again, that is why I'm running under the Kingdom Conservative name as no party affiliation.
I'm delighted to hear that, La Sierra. Would you be kind enough also, there may be listeners today because we have a pretty broad audience, there may be listeners today who's not familiar with District 14. Give us the parameters of District 14. What areas of our metropolitan area does it cover? And then we'll ask you some questions about that for our listening audience's benefit.
Sure. Jacksonville, District 14 is the northwest part of Jacksonville. It's from Trout River over to some of 103rd area. It goes even into the downtown parts of Jacksonville as well.
Very good. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're in District 14 and you'd like to ask some questions, we invite you to call. That telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. If you're outside of that district, let me say this very succinctly, ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't make any difference about the district that we're speaking of that La Sierra is running for. Once elected and in office and taken a seat in Tallahassee, she represents all of us, looking out for the welfare and the benefit of all of us in this entire area and for the state of Florida. La Sierra, I find it a little minuscule in thinking, when many people will think, well, if I'm not in that district, it won't make any difference. If I'm not in that district, I'm not to be concerned or to pray for that individual. I call our attention to, and I challenge our listeners, we need to pray for each one running in each district, and in particular where you're running on a no-party affiliation where it makes it difficult to get a seat at the table. We need to pray that God will intervene and will allow the doors to open, because once a person is elected and placed in that position as a servant leader, then they're answerable to all of we the people. And so I am thankful for that information that you've given as far as the location. But I challenge all of our listeners today, dial 831-0917, 831-0917. Let's entertain your questions, your comments, dialogue, and discussion. Let's hear, or let me just toss a little question up. We're getting about 3 or 4 minutes before our top of the hour news break, but let me ask you this. And it's a question that I believe everyone would be interested in hearing the answer. And I believe it's a not necessarily a litmus test for anyone running for office. But do you believe that Biden is doing a good job for America today? Do you believe
Absolutely
the election?
Sorry.
I like that answer. Do you believe that the 2020 election was some way, somehow, unknown to the general public, stolen?
Absolutely, Dr. Youngblood. And you said you only have 3 to 4 minutes till break, but I probably have a 10-minute response to that. But the main answer is it was stolen. It was stolen from Trump, absolutely. There's no doubt about it. And Kingdom Conservative Party has a solution to election integrity. So this won't happen again. I'm very appalled at the fact that this administration is in office. It's a demonic administration. It goes against every principle concerning the things of God. And Kingdom Conservative Party, myself, we're not going to tolerate it. We're tired of complaining about it, you know, just making mention of what's going on in the news and allowing the media to lie to us. It's unacceptable, and it's not going to work. The remnant of God has risen. They're not rising. They're not in the process. We are here. We're putting a wall up. We're determined that we're going to give this nation back to our Lord and Savior, and he's going to continue to bless us and not be utterly destroyed.
Amen. I could say amen. I could hear that all day, lady.
Yes, sir.
I'm thankful for that position and for your clear articulation of that position. And I believe we've had multitudes in our listening audience today that is in full agreement with that statement and what you're standing for and what you're wanting to accomplish. I believe that we had a stolen election. In fact, I've got a whole sheaf of articles, in fact. For example, I'm looking at one that says, investigation shows that Zuckerberg's 2020 election funded violated the bribery laws. Another article says 200,000 ballots from 2020 counted were mismatched signatures. That's in the Arizona race. It is something that is appalling, as you said, a right term to be used. And yet we find the media saying that's not the case. We find that conservatives today, conservatives, patriots, and Christians that won't say anything about it on social media are barred and shut down and silenced. Yep. And we are destroying our First Amendment rights, ladies and gentlemen, in America, because the media and the big tech and the Biden administration refuses to allow we the people to have a voice in what is taking place. I believe the attitude is laissez-faire. The attitude is if we can keep the real information silent, then somehow, somewhere, another election, i.e. November 2022, can be stolen. November 2024 can be stolen once again. And so I am appalled by that. LaSierra, we're going to take about a one-minute break for the top of the hour for our news. We're going to come back, but I'm thankful that you're with us. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with LaSierra Masselin, no party affiliation, not a Democrat, not a Republican, running on the Kingdom Party platform, and I'm looking forward to our further discussion right after the top of the hour news. But ladies and gentlemen, do not turn your dial. Hang in there. I believe the discussion that we'll have today can make a difference in the state of Florida and the lives of we the people. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the top of the hour news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.